Next item on your, on the agenda is the Virginia Electric and Power Company, number 20-1131. Who's got that one?
This is Allison Lee again.
Boy, they put you in the barrel today, didn't they? Go ahead, Allison. Proceed, please.
All right. So the Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to replace 5 transmission line support structures located in tidal wetlands,
constructed
temporary crossing.
Hold on just a second. Mr. Tankard, you're unmuted. Could you please mute your phone? Thank you. I'm sorry, Ms. Lay. Go ahead.
No worries.
Yep.
Construct a temporary crossing over 400 linear feet of Hodges Creek and replace a single 115-kilovolt aerial transmission line over approximately 211 linear feet of Hodges Creek in the city of Chesapeake. This project requires a tidal wetlands permit and a subaqueous permit. Next slide. The project is located in Hodges Creek, which is a tributary to the southern branch of the Elizabeth River near the high-rise bridge in Chesapeake. Next slide. This is an aerial view of the project site, and you can see some of the wires going across the wetland and Hodges Creek area in this photo. Next slide. This is a plan view drawing showing the 5 transmission line support structures, which are circled in red, as well as the location of the temporary construction access crossing and the permanent aerial transmission line crossing, which is circled in black. Next slide. This is a cross-section drawing showing the transmission line and support structures, as well as the aerial line's height above the creek. Next slide. This is a site photo showing some of the transmission line support structures that are located within the wetlands. Next slide. This is another view of the project site, and you can kind of see some of the subaqueous area nestled in the wetlands on the other side of the railroad tracks in this photo. Next slide. This project will impact 183 square feet of vegetated wetland loss, and the applicant has proposed to mitigate for this loss at the New Mill Creek Tidal Mitigation Bank, and they have received an availability letter, which they have provided to us. There will also be 15 square feet of non-vegetated wetland loss and 48 square feet of submerged land loss. This is from the power line support structures. Next slide. Staff recommends approval of this project with the following conditions. Purchase of wetland credits at the New Mill Creek Tidal Mitigation Bank necessary to replace the loss of 183 square feet of tidal vegetated wetlands. Assessment of an encroachment royalty in the amount of $633 for the encroachment over 211 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot. And all areas of state-owned submerged land and adjacent lands disturbed by this activity shall be restored to their original contours and natural conditions within 30 days from the date of completion of the authorized work. All excess material shall be removed to an upland site and contained in such a manner to prevent its reentry into state waters. And that concludes my presentation. I'll take any questions at this time.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions from members of the commission for Allison pertaining to this project? Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? I have a Jennifer Johnson as the agent. Ms. Johnson?
Yes. Good afternoon. Jennifer Johnson is present. I think Ms. Lay did a good job of explaining the project, and I really don't have anything additional to add.
Okay. Any questions by members of the commission for the agent, Ms. Johnson? Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Is anyone here in support or on the phone in support of this project that wishes to be heard? Anyone in opposition wishes to be heard? If not, the matter is before the commission.
Okay.
Matters
Ballard, I move to approve staff recommendation.
Second by motion made by Mr. Ballard. Second.
This is Doc Neal, second.
Mr. France.
Aye.
Mr. Tankard.
Aye.
Dr. Neal.
Aye.
Mr. Ballard.
Aye.
Mr. Miner.
Aye.
Ms. Lusk.
Aye.
Ms. Everett.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much.